Tracy Wiles. Sunset was written by Doug Lucy and directed by Heather Larmour. And there's more new drama next weekend.
On BBC Radio 3.
My name is Harry Wolfe, and this is my story.
An action-packed radio drama in which two warring brothers are forced to come together to fend off a hostile takeover.
Never tell your left hand what your right hand is up to.
It's a motto I've followed all my life.
But in the middle of a battle, you should always watch your back.
Gents, I've upped my offer to the shareholders, and it's been accepted.
The Takeover, original British drama on BBC Radio 3. Saturday night in The Wire. From 9:30.
Back to this evening. It's 1 minute past 10, and now on BBC Radio 3, World Roots, and it's a special feature recorded last September in Quebec. Marianne Kennedy introduces A Night Out in Joliet.
Northeast out of Montreal, Quebec, we find ourselves in one of the musical hotspots of French-speaking Canada. We're in the town of Joliet in Lanaudière. It's been hingy, humid, threatening a thunderstorm all day, and sure enough, the spectacular crack of thunder and lightning came through just a while back. But the crack is mighty indoors as well. We're at the Albion Bar, where musicians and music lovers alike gravitate to this terrific wee pub for tunes, songs, and the eternal heartbeat of the Quebecois, the feet keeping time to everything. And we're in the company of some of the province's finest musicians, the dynamic trio of De Temps en Temps. Now, if you heard our World Roots programme from Quebec's Chantevielle Festival, you'll know that French-speaking Canada has its very own, very distinctive and very lively traditional music. A music characterised by those driving rhythms of the feet and some sometimes truly disorientating unequal rhythms. De Temps en Temps are one of the newest and youngest of the many trad bands that have appeared in Quebec in the past little while. And each of the trio all have pedigrees as past or still current members of Quebec's pioneering trad big band, La Bottine Souriante. But as for the feet, well, they use not just the usual two, but as many as all six. This is André Brunet playing the furious Quebec fiddle style with him and Eric Baudry on the feet. There's Pierre-Luc Dupuis, just started up on the accordion, and in a moment we'll hear Eric on guitar too. Over the evening, I'll be taking each of the musicians out into the rain for a wee chat, and the plan is to end with a bit of a free-for-all, a session, the audience getting their own instruments out and joining in for a few improvised reels. We'll be right back.
would like to say welcome to all the UK. Welcome, welcome in Quebec. Welcome in Joliet. So voici une petite chanson réponse. du premier album, petite composition d'Éric. D'Éric. Et de moi.
Des vieilles histoires d'amour
qui dure, ma foi, depuis près de...
Non.
We're gonna translate later. So... Des pissenlits bricoleurs. I am Pierre-Luc Dupuis. I'm the harmonica player and accordion player with De Temps en Temps, and I come from a little town in Quebec, Canada, called Louisville in Mauricie.
And do you have music in your family?
Sure, I have the chance to have a big heritage from my family. My father is a great singer, and all my family was good singer also, so that's where I've learned the tunes and the songs. So during a party, everybody was singing, was responding the song, because we have a lot of call and response song in Quebec. This is our tradition. So even if you don't know the lyrics, you can sing, because you just have to repeat the same chorus and the same lyrics that you just heard.
De temps en temps, what does the name of the band mean?
It's a play on words. It means two different things. The first one, de temps en temps, means once in a while, from time to time. And the way it's written, with the en temps at the end. So en temps is written A-N-T-A-N, and only the word means olden. So from olden times. So once in a while, from olden times. It's like a respect with the tradition and the past.
But it's not something that sits in the past for you guys.
No, it's something in the past because we want to stay really respectful from the tradition. But we love to add some new stuff, new repertoire. So we compose new tunes all the time. So it's important also to do that. Because if you don't do it, in a few years, you will play again and again and again the whole past tunes. But if you want to create tradition, you have to compose your own stuff also.
You've invited us to a very special place here in the Joliette. Tell me a little bit about the Albion.
But the Albion, it's the old bar downtown Joliette. It's really fun because it's an old building first. All inside is in wood, so the sound, the acoustic is really good. And the way it's built, there is a bar on the left side and like a mini stage and a small hall on the right-hand side. So it's really lovely to do small acoustic show.
And the beer is good.
The beer is good also. It's a new beer since 1 year now. So it's a new microbrewery that just opened last year.
Pierre-Luc, thank you so much. And let's just head back to that set just now.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming here in Quebec. Thank you very much and hope to see you in UK.
En revenant des offices de Noël.
Et c'était Dominique à Marcel. En revenant des offices de Noël.
C'était en revenant des vêpres, quoi qu'il avait eu peur du prêtre. En passant la boucherie à François, ils se sont ramassés dans le bois.
Et en passant la boucherie à François, ils se sont ramassés dans le bois.
Il l'a tiré dans nos châssis parce qu'il n'avait pas grand esprit.
Il a tiré dans nos chaussées parce qu'il n'avait pas grand esprit.
Arrête donc à courir vite, casse donc pas tous nos vitres. Manque-toi là tant que tu voudras, pourtant toujours tu nous payes ça.
Manque-toi là tant que tu voudras, pourtant toujours tu nous payes ça.
François s'est coupé un talon, c'est en faisant le tour de la maison.
François s'est coupé un talon, c'est en faisant le tour de la maison.
C'était sur les morceaux de vitre qui sont cassés par Dominique. Oh, il n'était pas trop content quand il regardait son talon. Repose au paradis, pour ça t'as cassé nos châssis.
Tu n'y reposes au paradis, pour ça t'as cassé nos châssis.
Non, tu n'y reposes assez vite, pour ça t'as cassé tous nos vides. Faut que tu passes en purgatoire, pour ce que tu as fait l'autre soir. Faut que
tu passes en purgatoire, pour ce que tu as fait l'autre soir.
À la veillée.
La chanson était composée par un beau soir à la veillée.
C'était Mathéla, la veuve Marguerite, qui l'a composée sur Dominique. Elle en a proposé 10 versets, c'était autant qu'on y méritait.
Elle a proposé 10 versets, c'était autant qu'on y méritait.
Thank you.
Comment c'est chaleureux?
Ça commence à être chaleureux.
Chaleureux.
Sans bon temps, fanant, je suis jeune homme. J'entends le bois retentir, je suis jeune et joli. Oh, jeune fille, sans bon temps, fanant, c'est le plus jeune qui a un enfant. Je suis jeune homme. J'entends le bois retentir, je suis jeune et joli. Plus jeune qui a un enfant, de dans ses bras un long velours. Je suis jeune, oh, j'entends le bois retentir. Je suis jeune et joli. De dans ses bras un long velours, au fond de la mer elle le tord. Je suis jeune, oh, j'entends le bois retentir. Je suis jeune. Au fond de la mer, le jeton. Au fond de la mer, l'enfant parle. Je suis jeune, oh, j'entends le bois retentir. Je suis jeune et joli. Ressemble à Jésus-Christ, je suis jeune homme. J'entends le bois retentir, je suis jeune et joli. J'entends le bois retentir, je suis jeune et joli. J'entends le bois retentir.
I'm Eric Baudry. I'm multi-instrument, yes, I play different strings instrument. I'm come from this region here in Lanaudière. I come from a small village, very small village in up north, from 45 minutes from here. And it's very particular because it's this small village preserve a lot of old traditional songs for many, many years. And the organization Folk Music in Quebec just called this village the capital of traditional songs.
This is Saint-Côme.
Saint-Côme, yeah.
What is it that is so special about this little village? Why is there such a concentration of music?
I think it's about it that it was a lumberjack village, and with many different cultures. There's Irish, many Irish, lumberjack, many French, and some Scottish. And I think that's why this band just grew up together, and they begin to learn many, many songs in the log cabin. I think that's why we had also many fiddle piece and many accordions.
Not just in your village, but in your family, there's a very strong song tradition. Tell me a little about that.
My mother's family was a classical musician, mostly. And my father's family was a very traditional musician. And it's a blend of that. We just grew up together, listen our father just play guitar, mandolin, singing traditional songs, and uncle plays fiddle, also he's a fiddle maker.
How do you think the elders of the Quebecois musical community regard the young dudes that are coming forward and put the music forward on a professional stage and taking it into a new generation?
I think now it's, you can imagine you can have a real international job like a musician, even you play only traditional music. That was impossible many years ago. And because traditional music, especially in Saint-Côme, was only for festivity, only for party. That was not a real job, never. Sometimes for the wedding, but today we have so many bands from Quebec every year, after years. A young musician travel too, and it's a good way. I think this is a real inspiration, and it's a big family too.
Why is this Quebecois music so full of joy?
I think maybe it's the same for different culture, but in Quebec that was very religious, and the people needs to do this kind of party very in a quiet place, in the house, and make the party. It's outside of the religion and so far from the preacher. And in Quebec particularly too, it's important to just preserve the culture, the French culture. I think that's why we just push hard and continue to have fun and preserve this.
Thank you. Oh, mamie a pris deux, puis a mangé trois, puis c'est un petit pétant, tapé, petit pétant, pétant, puis a commencé, c'est un joli maman.
C'est un petit pétant, tapé, petit pétant, pétant, puis a commencé, c'est un joli maman.
Oh, mamie a pris deux, puis a mangé trois, puis c'est un. Elle fut gonflée au lit pendant trois mois, puis c'est un petit pétant, tapé, petit pétant, pétant, puis a commencé, c'est un joli maman.
C'est un petit pétant, tapé, petit pétant, pétant, puis a commencé, c'est un joli maman.
Elle fut gonflée au lit pendant trois mois, puis c'est un. Oh, je vais la ramener à serrer chez sa mère. Bien, c'est un petit pétant, tapé, petit pétant, pétant. Puis, à comment ça, c'est dans joli maman.
Bien, c'est un petit pétant,
tapé, petit pétant, pétant. Puis, à comment ça, c'est dans joli maman. Chez sa mère, bien c'est temps.
Je l'ai ramené, installé chez sa mère, bien c'est temps.
On m'avait dit que là, l'eau était salutaire, bien c'est temps. Petit pétant, tapé, petit pétant, pétant. Puis elle commence, c'est donc joliment.
Petit pétant, tapé, petit pétant, pétant. Puis elle commence, c'est joliment.
On m'avait dit que là, l'eau était salutaire, bien c'est temps.
On m'avait dit que là, l'eau était salutaire, bien c'est temps.
Une fois qu'elle fut rendue, elle lui mettait les mains, bien c'est temps. Petit pétant, tapé, petit pétant, pétant. Puis elle commence, c'est donc joliment.
Petit pétant,
tapé, petit pétant, pétant.
Puis elle commence, c'est joliment.
Une fois qu'elle fut rendue, elle lui mettait les mains, bien c'est temps.
I am André Brunet, fiddler with De Temps en Temps. I come from a small village, I born in a small village called La Colle, which is south of Quebec province, really south, I'm 5 minutes from the borders. Now I live in Trois-Rivières, which is center Quebec.
The songs and the tunes that you play in De Temps en Temps, where do they come from? Where do you find them?
Well, basically they come from archives or families' songs. For the tunes, it's basically compositions and traditional stuff. So archives in Quebec City, there's a big archive center at the university where the guys has take a lot of tunes and songs. And Eric and Pierre-Luc, they come from a family where songs were the more popular thing. So for my side, it's more about the tunes.
I think I heard it in the set as well, that not just tunes from Quebec, but from other French-speaking parts of Canada, from Nova Scotia, from other places. How much is there a real connection between the main community here in Quebec and these outlying places where there are still strong communities?
Exactly. Well, it comes from, basically, we all come from France. the boat have come over here. You know, Quebec City has been found 402 years ago. So it's a, we are a new world, kind of. This is what they were calling the new world, Nouvelle France. And from there, the French has came first on the Maritimes. And from there, they come more center where we are now. It's near Montreal City. So it is exactly the same brand for the songs. Our songs come from Brittany, Normandy in France, and has been traveled over here. When they were here, they has been modified with the time. It's important to modify traditional music, not specifically, but to make it ours. So this is what happens with the years. And from Acadia, which is the east part of Canada, went down to Louisiana. So this is all the same roots, France, Brittany, Normandy, coming down to here. And this is why we have those songs. For the music, it's Irish and Scottish influence.
More in tonight's set than anywhere else on this particular trip. I'm hearing one minute I'm in Quebec, the next minute I'm in Ireland, the next minute I'm in Scotland with the tunes. But what makes them essentially Quebecois for you?
Well, for us, it's basically with the foot tapping. The percussions of foot tapping in Quebecois music is what is the boron to Irish and Scottish music. So it's very, very close to that. It's the rhythm, it's the drum of it. And also it's the spirit. You know, we are French people. You know, we are in a province where you can count 6-7 million people speak French, which means around 10 million French people in North America. So when you have minorities, you have this music who comes with the people. It's like the blues, the black in the South. They were minorities, so they just build something together, an energy that you cannot take and you cannot see anywhere except where you're going there. Quebecois music is the same because we are oppressed by all the Anglophone people. So it's like, this is our sound, this is our voice, this is our heart. This is why.
André, merci bien. Thunder and lightning going on outside here, but I think there's plenty of sparks going inside, so we have to have some more.
All right, let's have some more now.
It's just a life-affirming experience to be in amongst this music where voices, fingers and feet are in perfect accord, living it up Quebecois style. And the night has absolutely no signs of packing it in anytime soon. I'm going to head back inside the Albion here to the full-scale session that's broken out with De Temps en Temps and a whole host of friends. guys were talking about the chaleur at the concert earlier on, and just now the Brasserie Albion couldn't be hotter. Now, there aren't many concerts you can go to around the world which end up with the audience getting their own instruments out and joining in with the band, but that's exactly what we have here. I have to say, though, it is quite some audience. There's local fiddle players, Stéphanie Lépine and Jean-François Branchot, both excellent musicians in their own right. There's American cellist Natalie Haas, who lives not so far away in Montreal, and her other half, Yann Falquette, fiddle and jew's harp player from the band Jean Ducoran. And there's a very lovely older guy on tin whistle as well, and I'm sorry, I haven't had a chance to find out his name. All of them joining in with De Temps en Temps, Eric Baudry, André Brunet and Pierre-Luc Dupuy in a session which is totally improvised. They're playing tunes that everyone knows, but no one knows as they're playing them what order they're going to be in, how they'll be structured, what tune comes next, and how on earth they're going to reach an end without a major crisis. Players call out the name of the next tune, or even just a key, just before the previous one ends, and if no one objects, they go for it. Listen and marvel.
This is the best place to be for now in Quebec because it's when you have this music, it is people's music, so it's important. You know, people arrive here, they just finish their work. I have seen a friend who is a bit, you know, sad about the time. You know, it's always happening when it's raining, but after an hour of music, you just become relaxed, you feel like at home. It's like a big hug by your grandma. You know, the music is like that, just coming to you, and life is good. No worries, be happy. It's that music, traditional music in Quebec, it's like that.
World Roots was introduced by Marianne Kennedy and the producer was Roger Short. Well, next week in World Roots, Lucy Duran will be reviewing new albums of world music, and there'll also be a session with the Mexican guitar duo Rodrigo y Gabriela. That's World Roots next Sunday evening at the same time, 10 o'clock. Jazz lineup in just a moment or two, and after it, Through the Night sets off with the recent Mozart concert from Romania, his Serenata Notturna. And last symphony, the Jupiter Symphony, Symphony No. 41. That's Through the Night at 12:30 tonight. As for Tuesday night,
For Radio 3 Live in Concert, an all-Russian programme, live from London's Barbican Hall. From one of the greatest love themes of all time. To the gripping symphonic writing of Shostakovich's Fifth. Radio 3 live in concert with Valery Gergiev and the London Symphony Orchestra. Tuesday night at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio, and you can also listen to us live online. It's a little after 11 o'clock and time now for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello, it's mystery voice time again. Who's this?
It's almost unteachable. You have to tell them that unless they can feel the rhythm and hear the changes, don't try to sing this music.
No prizes, I'm afraid. Far too easy. It's Mark Murphy, and I talked to him extensively at a very special question and answer session given recently. Also, our own Nikki Owls has a new album out, Made in New York, and she talks to us later. But first, the dynamic trio Phrenesis are releasing their fourth album, Walking Dark, in April. It's a highly anticipated follow-up to their third recording, Alive, which was voted Jazz Album of the Year by both Jazzwise and Mojo magazines back in 2010. Danish bass player Jasper Højby formed the trio back in 2005, and they are Ivo Neem on the piano, Anton Eger on drums, and Jasper on bass. Walking Dark, the title of the new release, is in reference to a series of concerts the trio played in total darkness as a dedication to Jasper Højby's sister, who is visually impaired. This is the track Democracy. Thank you.